Asian people can't come in. It's embedded in our systems. I often liken it to asbestos. We used to build institutions with asbestos, right? And we know it's toxic. It would be crazy to say that we can protect ourselves from asbestos-related diseases by stop talking about asbestos, stop looking at it, stop teaching people how to find it. That would make no sense whatsoever. Critical race theory says the same thing about race and racial exclusion.
And what gives you hope?
What gives me hope is the fact that when I was born, Amy, there was no reason to really have faith that this American Republic would actually reform itself, would create opportunities. Yet there was the recognition that the one thing that was clear is if we didn't fight it, if we didn't prepare ourselves for these opportunities, they would never come. I'm hopeful because that same energy, that same recognition, I think is growing all over the United States today. We have to be willing to speak against power, to backtalk against all those who tell us it's impossible, because we know it's not impossible. It's happened before. It can happen again.
So you say backtalking is the answer to backsliding.
Backtalking is the answer to authoritarian backsliding.
Kimberly Williams Crenshaw, professor of law at UCLA and Columbia University. Her new book, Backtalker, an American memoir. She's also the co-founder and executive director of the African American Policy Forum, the AAPF. That does it for today's show. I'll be in Minneapolis on Thursday night and Friday morning for screenings of the new documentary about Democracy Now!, Steal This Story, Please. I'll be at the Main in Minneapolis, then in Chicago on Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Saturday evening at the Music Box Movie Theater, joined by Juan Gonzalez and the film's directors, Tia Lesson and Carl Diehl. Then on to Milwaukee at noon on Sunday at the Oriental, a massive theater in Milwaukee. You can check our website at democracynow.org for all details. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman. This is another edition of Democracy Now!
The opinions expressed in the preceding program were those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
Now let's move on to the camel walk. Move your left foot out in front of you about 6 inches using an action similar to stubbing your toe. Count it like this. Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right. Let's try it to the music just to get the feeling of what it's like to do a 4-beat count. Here comes the music. I'll count you through it 4 times and then you're on your own. Ready, set, and begin.
You have your radio tuned to CJUM 101.5 FM, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba at 1200 watts. Teaching the chronically cool how to dance since 1998.
Stub left, stub right, stub left, stub right.
You're listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5, University of Manitoba Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Buy Local. I have another special guest with me. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Bill Rigby.
This is my grandpa.
Yeah, I was going to say this, my granddaughter, phenomenal person.
Oh. We are going to be doing a special episode where we're kind of talking about, you know, the history of Winnipeg's local music scene. Because you know all about that, don't you?
I sure do. When we were growing up, we used to be known as teeny boppers. And that was between the ages of 13 to 15. And we had the local community clubs, and we called them the canteens at the time. So all the kids got together every Friday night for canteen night, and oh, he was boyfriend, girlfriend, just when you're first at your awkward ages. And then, of course, Saturday night was for the for older people, 16 to about 20, 21. And that's when they all had a chance to listen to all the local bands, like the Guess Who, Devrons, Neil Young, Ron Mikey, D Drifters. I could go on and on, but that would take a whole show up. But it was just phenomenal. Everybody getting together, and I had the chance to see the Guess Who play live on a Saturday night, because we knew the owners who ran the community club, and they got us in as coat checkers.
Loophole.
Yep. And so, I was about 3 or 4 feet away from Burton Cummings, and he was singing some of his hit songs like His Girl, Flying on the Ground, and all the regular original Guess Who members. It was a night to remember.
Well, we're going to start with that first song, Flying on the Ground is Wrong by the Guess Who, and then it'll be a song from Burton Cummings' first band, the Devrons.
Is my world not falling down? I'm in pieces on the ground, and my eyes are open, and I'm standing on my knees. But if crying and holding on and flying on the ground is wrong, then I'm sorry to let you down. But you're from my side of town, and I'll miss you. Turn me up or turn me down, turn me off or turn me round. I wish I could have met you in a place where we both belong. But if crying and holding on and flying on the ground is wrong, then I'm sorry to let you down. But you're from my side of town, we'll be right back.
That was She's Your Lover by the Deverons. That was Burton Cummings' first band before the Guess Who, correct?
Yep, that's right. Exactly 100%. Mm-hmm. And, of course, after, the beginning of the 70s, especially when September 70 happened, all hell broke loose. That's when all the community clubs sort of, because the drinking age went from 21 to 18, and Manitoba, Alberta, pardon me, and Montreal were the first ones to, and Quebec were the first ones to drop their price, drop their age. And by that time, in September, all the bars picked up the bands, and the bands played throughout Winnipeg, not just on the weekends. They could go now 6 days a week. And it was like mayhem around Winnipeg. I mean, you could go to any given hotel, get a popular band like The Watchmen, Smashing Pumpkins, Harlequin, Ray St. Germain, you name it, they had it. And it was just phenomenal. And when it was all free, people just walked in, had to go to the bar and get entertained all night.
Made the money off their alcohol.
Oh, they made their money off alcohol. But then they decided, and the bands never really got paid all that much. But what they did is they had a cover charge. They started the cover charge. Mm-hmm. And the people in Winnipeg were up in arms. I'm not going to the bar to pay $3 to see a group. I'm going to go to a bar where there's no cover charge. Well, soon enough, they all went back to pay the cover charge, and that's how basically it started. But they, like I said, the musicians got paid if they were lucky, you know, maybe $100, $150. But, of course, they were responsible for all their equipment, this, that. It was kind of a decent living at the time, depending on how many band members. But, no, it was a real happening, a real scene. And, like I said, any given time, any bar that you go to, you could pick jazz, country music, grunge, anything your heart desired. It was in Winnipeg, and it was just...
It's like a mixing pot sort of thing.
Oh, it was, yeah. Like I said, it was just... And everybody had such a great time. Yeah, sure, I'm not going to say there wasn't any troubles here and there, but yeah, that's another story for another time.
We have two 70s bands coming up. There's the Bachman Turner Overdrive, one of my personal favorites, with Let It Ride. And then, if you didn't know, Terry Jacks is from Winnipeg, and then it's Seasons in the Sun.
Thank you. goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, and skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them, I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. Every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, wish that we could both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons.
Well, that was sort of a hit, sort of some stuff from the 60s, 70s and 80s. And then after that, well, of course, I had to live through the disco era. That
oh,
was such
yikes.
A oh, boy. It was actually pretty decent. I didn't really catch the concept of disco music. But the bars, again, were just loaded with all these disco people, dance competitions, and all the radio stations. They were there and encouraging people just to do all kinds of weird stuff and everything else. Had a good time. And then shortly after that, it kind of faded out slowly but surely. Then, of course, it went into the sports bars and the billiards. You know, all the billiards came in, sport bars, this, that, and everything else.
Local acts started to kind of get quieter.
And it got quieter. It toned down quite a bit. And, of course, then at that time, I was raising a family, this, that. So I didn't really didn't bother the bars too much and everything, you know, but I sure had great memories of growing up in Winnipeg, and I hope the people that are listening right now, if they're in their 15s, 16s, I hope they have a really good time and enjoy every day and stay out of trouble.
Well, even though I was quieted down, there's still definitely lots of stuff going on in the 80s. The punk scene definitely made its way into Winnipeg during this time. Personality Crisis is was very big coming out of Winnipeg. They're coming up soon, as well as Who Could, like, Harlequin's quite popular, I would say.
Oh, yeah, Harlequin. Yeah, they were, like I said, when Harlequin was playing in Winnipeg, You knew they were playing at a bar because there used to be a lineup around the block.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes. And, it was just a magical time. And like I said, even Diane Heatherington and the merry-go-round, I mean, probably a lot of people had never heard of her, but it was just phenomenal. Like I said, the music, it was just magical. And like I said, again, you know, you could pick and choose any style of music you wanted. It was just a real time.
And there's a lot of different venues for different types of music too, like...
Yeah, like I said, you know, I used to go to the zoo, and there was grunge, and there was this, and there was that. And the Pandora Hotel used to be a real popular place. And like I said, you had I could go on and on, but you know what?
I wanted to mention specifically the Royal Albert, you said. Like, it's still been around. Like, it's been around for a long time, hasn't it? Still popular today.
Yep, it's still popular today, but they were number one there for all their grunge music and this and that and everything
punk.
Else. And the punk music. And, yeah, I filled in Ashley in a few local things that she can answer the questions. Yeah, and... yeah, that's about, you know, like I said, there again, it's that's about it, you know. And like I said, it was just, you know, a real good time. And like I said, try to keep your memories alive when you're growing up and just have a, you know, a great time and just carry on.
We got Innocence by Harlequin, and another that after that, it's People in Glass by Personality Crisis. You are listening to CJUM 101.5.
One time.
That was People in Glass by Personality Crisis. What a very intense song. I know you mentioned like local music kind of teetering off in the 80s, but I believe it's the alternative like grunge movement that really brought music back to the city with like, I know the popular bands in Canada, the big ones are like Alanis Morissette or Our Lady Peace. And they came to Winnipeg and there was popular bands like two of the big ones of Winnipeg in general these days is The Watchmen and the Crash Test Dummies. I mean, you still hear about them today all the time, don't you?
Oh, big time, yes, the Crash Test Dummies and the Watchmen, as a matter of fact. They're playing in Winnipeg this weekend, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, they're still kicking it, and, yeah.
I definitely think they hold up these days.
Oh, for sure they would. I mean, like I said, it's for everybody, you know, and especially bring back a lot of memories for a lot of people. That's why they go to the shows and support them, and it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. There is Stereo by The Watchmen and then Superman's Song by The Crash Test Dummies. I apologize for these segments being a little shorter as in, I don't know much about the 90s because I wasn't there. And you were a little bit busy raising my mom. Aren't you?
I was raising your mom and your Uncle Blair, and hello, Dana. And,
hi, Mom.
Yeah, and Joe. And yes, it was quite the time. We were busy, and
music scene was getting stronger and stronger, though. Like, it was coming back up to be basically how it is today.
Yeah, and I know my granddaughter here, Ashley, she got her start basically singing through karaoke and through the RV lounge and just to get her feet wet and she kept on going. She pursued it, and she's doing quite well with her group, Paradise and Fire. And that's about the only group I follow nowadays. That's about the only group I really know.
Well, we are one of, like, hundreds these days. I think the music scene has really strengthened, like, since the pandemic, like, it came back strong, and I believe.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, like I said, it's there's a lot of BS going on in the world today, but you know what? Let's not worry about that. Let's just enjoy this show and play some good music, and that's what it's really all about. You know, tomorrow, the sun will still come up. You know, that's the way it goes. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, here's The Watchmen with Stereo, and then it's the Crash Test Dummies.
Is a stereo, how loud does it go? What songs do I know? Whatever happened to my plans? Whatever happened to life I thought I had? My life is a stereo, kind of cheaply made though. How bad does it show? Whatever did become of all my friends? Whatever happened to the likes of all of them? My life is a stereo. Turn me on and let's go. Turn me up louder. I'll scream.
Tarzan wasn't a ladies' man. He'd just come along and scoop him up under his arm like that. Quick as a cat in the jungle. But Clark Kent, now there was a real gent. He would not be caught sitting around in no jungle scheme, dumb as an ape doing nothing. Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Hey Bob, Sue had a straight job. Even though he could have smashed through any bank in the United States, he had the strength, but he would not. Folks said his family were all dead. The planet crumbled, but Superman, he forced himself to carry on. Get Krypton and keep going. Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Tarzan was king of the jungle and lord over all the apes. But he could hardly string together four words. Hi, Tarzan, you jade. Sometimes when Soup was stopping crimes, I'll bet that he was tempted to just quit and turn his back on man. Join Tarzan in the forest. But he stayed in the city, kept on changing clothes and dirty old phone booths till his work was through. He had nothing to do but go home, home. Superman never made any money saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him.
That was the Crash Test Dummies with Superman song. That's, I don't think that's their usual sound. To be completely fair, I don't listen to a whole lot of them, but this era of music in the city definitely inspired the early 2000s stuff, which definitely inspires the scene that we see today. Bands like Comeback Kid, I hear almost every band mention Comeback Kid as a huge inspiration to them these days, and for good reason. They're really, really powerful sounding. Do you know much about the Comeback Kids?
No, I don't. I'm not familiar with the music for nowadays. It's just, it seems like you get to a certain age and you just sort of stick with you're just not getting out there as much as I used to. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like it's really interesting watching Winnipeg's music scene because it was like crazy, then they kind of had a dip, and now it's coming back up. It's like a big U shape.
It's coming to be a full circle again. It's kind of really nice.
And it is.
Yes, and I went to a few of Ashley's concerts, Paradise and Fire, this, that, and yeah, the kids are really good and big crowds, and you know, it sure brings back a lot of memories, and they're just having so much fun. I think it's fantastic.
It's like we both have the same like feeling of seeing someone from your city up on a stage playing something so interesting. Like,
you're right. Yeah.
It's like I go to a concert and I see Second Floor Patients, for example, and I'm like, wow, these guys are incredible. And you got to see the Guess Who and probably have the exact same feeling, like, wow, these people are from my city.
Yes, and that's true. And it's a really nice feeling. And yeah, that's right. Like I said, it actually has the same feeling when she goes up to CC as a band. It's like, wow, you know, they're really inspiring to me. And it's just the stuff that I just love. And like I say, just having so much fun. It's great.
Music is like, concerts are just a blast in general. So we got Comeback Kid with Wake the Dead. And then after that, it's The Weaker Thens with the song Aside. You're listening to Buy Local on CJUM 101.5 FM, coming from the University of Manitoba.
Oh, God. indecisive stare. The time it takes to get from here to there. My ribs that show through t-shirts and these shoes I got for free. I'm unconsoled, I'm lonely, I am so much better than I used to be. Terrified of telephones and shopping malls and knives, and drowning in the pools of other lives. Rely a bit too heavily on alcohol and irony. Get clobbered on by courtesy. In love with love and lousy poetry. Circumnavigate this body of wonder and uncertainty. Armed with every precious failure and amateur cartography. I breathe in deep before I spread those maps out on my bedroom floor. And I'm leaning on this broken fence between past and present tense. And I'm losing all those stupid games that I swore I'd never play. But it feels okay. And I'm leaving with goodbye.
This has been like a Winnipeg music scene retrospective episode. Thank you for coming on the show with me, Grandpa.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm such a... When you mentioned to me about coming on the show, I figured, oh, heck no, I can't go on the radio. Are you crazy?
Of course you
can. But no, I feel pretty comfortable, and I'm really happy I came. And
it's fun to just have a... It's basically just having a long conversation and seeing what and having other people listen to it.
As long as I'm not looking back at anybody, no one's looking at me, I don't mind. Ashley, she can get away with it.
That's because it's kind of weird to have a conversation if I'm looking this way and you're beside me.
Yeah, exactly.
So we went through like the 60s, 70s. And everything has basically just brought us up to today, which is my bread and butter. I am heavily in the music scene, as people probably know. And there's some amazing talents out there. There's like... One of my favorite things about the music scene these days is there's still lots of variety. There's always, like, there's folk music, there's rock, there's metal, there's still jazz still going on, and there's very lots of collaboration. Like, you can have lots of different genres all in one bill, and everyone is always, like, they're not gonna be like, oh, I'm not gonna bother listening to them because they're this genre. No, everyone wants to support each other, even if they have no idea what the other person's on about. And that's a really great thing. So for the last two songs, we are going to listen to Second Floor Patients because I can't help myself, they are my favorites, and it'll be Sleepless.
And one big shout out to my wife Patricia Rigby.
Yes, shout out to my grandma, love you. All right, well, thank you again for joining the show,
and thank you for having me on. It's been a real pleasure.
All right. Here is Battle Royale, followed by Say Goodbye, as we say goodbye.
Oh,
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Buy Local. Art and design for Buy Local is provided by Mia Danieluk. Intro and outro music is credited to Last Alliance. If you want to get your song on the show, provide suggestions, or just say hi, you can email me at buylocalumfm@gmail.com. My name is Ashley Patnod, signing off.
We couldn't have done it without you. UMFM's Pledge-O-Rama is officially complete, and your support this year was incredible. The funds raised will go towards strengthening the station, from much-needed upgrades to new projects, all to keep the programming you love going strong. It's what keeps this place sounding the way it does, independent, local, and built by the people who listen. Once again, you showed up for our station. On behalf of our UMFM family, thank you.
Located on the third floor of the UMSU University Center, Degrees Diner is more than just a place to grab a meal. Our cozy corner on campus offers an inviting atmosphere where good food meets great company. Whether you're enjoying the sunshine on our patio, indulging in freshly prepared dishes, or treating yourself to our delicious baked goods and refreshing drinks, we've got you covered. Be sure to join us for our happy hour from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And don't miss our local roasted coffee, the perfect pick-me-up for your day. Vegetarian and vegan options are always available, and our friendly staff is ready to make your dining experience memorable. Open from 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, make Degrees Diner your destination today.
Maybe you saw it, a loose cable, a slippery floor, or maybe you felt it when you were assigned a task you weren't ready for, but you stayed quiet. Now it's a matter of time before someone at work gets hurt, because silence won't stop a workplace injury. If it's unsafe, tell your employer or voice your concerns at 204-957-SAFE. Whether you're new to Manitoba or new to the job, you have the right to a safe workplace.